first, what we're going to do, we're going to explain about the month of Gemini. We're going to give the light part, and then we're going to go a little bit deeper. And then what do we need to do in this month, how we need to behave in this month, how we can meditate. I'm going to take you into a short meditation, how to use the angel's name, how to use the letter's name. And so we're going to do the deep part and the easy part. Those of you who are from the New York or born in New York, usually you care about when is this going to be finished. So we are talking about 55 minutes. If I enjoy talking, it's about 2 hours. So it depends how it's going to go. All right. So we're going to start with basically what you're holding here is a combination of the letters of this month. Every month there is a combination. There's 12 combination, and every month carry with it a combination. This combination is Yudvav KK. We call it the mystical combination of the month. It basically comes from the book of Yetzirah, from the book of Formation, and one of the greatest Kabbalists by the name of Bnei Yisachar put it together in the easiest way so that you can use it. So there is basically a window. Every month is a window. Once you know how to open that door to that window, the light coming in. So the light is not going to just come in as you wish. It's basically need to wait for you to open it. That's the way it works. And some of you say it's not fair. What about people who don't know? Well, you need to know why you're born to an area where people don't know. So there is a reason for that too. If your reincarnation chose to go to a place people don't know, there is a reason why you are here tonight. Somebody told you, somebody invited you, somebody told you there is a website. So there is something that happened in life, and that's why you in being included in that. Of course, we are not like, there is a religion, I think it's in India, that if you're born to a certain level, you can never make it to the upper level. You know what I'm talking about? Caste. The name? Caste. What? Caste system. Okay, it's not a caste system here. But we need to ask yourself why you earned it and why they did it. So what's the best thing you can do? It's not the caste system. You can always invite people from outside to join and know this is the key for the month. So share it with at least 10 people. Why 10? 10 is called the 10 Sefirot of Kabbalah. Once you accomplish 10 sharing, you always accomplish receiving. So the way people receive is by sharing with 10 people, always, with everything you do. Every time you're sharing something spiritual 10 times, it's become yours. Share it 5 times, 10 times. Remember, 10 times. That's the practice of everything. If you want, you can count Keter, Chokmah, Binah. If you know the Sefirot, you count the Keter, and then Til Malchut. So the 10th person manifests you. So actually, the person you help actually helping you. But you need 10. That's sad, I know. That's weird. I got my 10 already, so I'm happy. So I'm happy here. All right. Now, below that, there is angel's name. We don't put next to it how to say the name. But if you want to say it, it's called Urikel. Urikel is the angel of this month. Now, what is this angel can give you? Sometimes the door is locked. Maybe you misbehaved this month. You didn't do a good job last month. So what happened, you use the name of the angel, say, angel, please help me. We're going to do it tonight together. Open the door for me so the light of this month can help me. On the other side, there is two letters, Resh and Zayin. So basically, Abraham, with the book of Formation, explained that when you know the two letters that created the next 30 days, you are actually having control over the positive side of the month. Every month is negative and positive, every month. If you want to connect to the positive aspect of the month, you need to know the letters. So that's why we always put it there so you can connect to it. Abraham is the first person who discovered that in a book called Book of Formation. Great book. It exists in English as well, but you might waste a lot of time reading it because it's kind of very complicated. That book was used to create a human being without making love, without sperm and egg. I don't know if you know that. So it was one Kabbalist who did it from Prague, from Czechoslovakia, what used to be Czechoslovakia, from Prague, and he took dirt, he took Hebrew letters, combination, according to that book, and he created actually a human being with no soul. So if you want to get this book in English, you can practice at home, creating a human. You never know. Never know. You have somebody who will listen to whatever you say. Some women and men look for somebody like that, right? They call it a husband and wife. Anyway, so this is the letters. So let's get into the month. So the month of Gemini, what we should expect from the month of Gemini 2017. Well, 2017 is the year of the revolution. It's the year revolution in a positive way. The year of being rebellious. The year of going against the rules. This is the year. And if you sit on your chair and eat potato chips and waiting for something to happen, this year will not do very well with you. If you are basically have some guts and go after what you want, this year will be very generous. Now, this month is a very powerful month. It's a month for people who are afraid to be rebellious. If you sit still and do nothing, remember, you're wasting 30 days. The month of Gemini is make things available for you more than any other month. The month of Gemini in 2017 really make it available, but you gotta be a little bit more aggressive. You cannot think what people think of you. If you're into approval, and if you are into being accepted by people, you lost the whole point of this month. This month you cannot look for recognition, not for validation, but for acceptation of other people. It doesn't really matter. You knock on doors. You talk about what you want and you manifest things. The month of Gemini, the month of Malchut, as the Kabbalists call it, is the month of manifestation. You wanna sell a house, this is the month. You wanna buy a house, this is the month. You wanna get married, this is the month. You want to grow spiritually, this is the month. You want to find a new job, this is the month. You want to say what you think to someone without losing them as a friend, this is the month. When do you start? Tonight, already now. Now. You can't wait with that because you have an opportunity to make a different, immediate different right away. So whatever was waiting and you didn't know what to do, you got to go ahead and do it. Now, why? The question is why. If you look at the book of Abraham, written 4,000 years ago, he writes the month of Gemini controlled by the left leg. Left leg. How am I doing with my left leg? Left leg, that's it. Can you walk on the left leg? I don't think so. You can jump, but how can you walk with the left leg? Wait a minute. The month of Aries controlled by the right leg. Now we put it two legs together, now we're walking. Now you know why Gemini need movement. Gemini with no movement is dead Gemini. That's how you kill them. You can kill a Gemini by telling them you can't move anymore from this house. We're locking you down. They die. They kill them. It's like prison for them. Gemini need movement, need excitement, need something that will happen. Gemini cannot live in doubts. Remember, if you want to kill a Gemini, if you're in a relationship and you tell a Gemini you start the verse and don't finish, you kill them. Because they need continuation. They need a move. The month of Nisan, which is the month of Aries, is the right leg. Right leg by itself cannot happen. But if you say the word Pesach, Pesach is somebody with no leg. It's like Pesach, Passover. Pesach and Pesach is the same letter. Meaning that on Passover, the miracle from God happened by itself. So it was available. Everybody received the miracle. On Gemini, you got to do it. It's up to you. If you do it, you're going to get the miracle that from Passover till now. That's why you have the time between Passover till Shavuot, you're counting something called the Omer, which is what we did till the next 6 days. So we are talking about a very important time, Gemini. Very important time. That's why in 6 days we have the time that we, every human being, globally, all over the world, has to stay awake. From night till the morning. Women, men, children, everybody has to stay awake. Because I know some people said to me, are you sure? Work, I have to work tomorrow. Work tomorrow. Really? Did you lately look at your place where you go to work? I mean, if you because of one night that you didn't sleep, you worry about tomorrow, you better check your entire life. Because when you were young, I think all of us used to be young, right? I'm looking at the faces. Anybody's 12 here? No, nobody. When you used to be young and party, you used to party till 4 a.m. and go to work at 6 a.m. What happened? What happened to that? Well, I had some memory and I just let my body go like that and drink the coffee. I didn't know what I was doing. But now, when we're 40 or 50 or 60 or 70 or 25, we're different. The point is you got to make sure that whatever happened Tuesday night, you cannot miss a second of it. And I know that some people staying awake on Shavuot just to stay awake. I have no consciousness. I have no idea what they're doing. Can I have more coffee? Can I have more energy drink? Why are you even staying awake? If you don't have the right consciousness on Tuesday, you're not going to get the energy that Tuesday is giving you. From Tuesday night, from 11 till 6 a.m. Yes, 6 a.m. Some people can run away 4:30. That's officially when it's finished. But if you want to give extra 1.5 hours, that's how long it takes. But whatever you invested that night, define your entire year, not just that. Now, why Gemini? Why it have to be on Gemini? It's written that the Israelite walking to Mount Sinai to receive the Torah, okay? It says that they are walking. So the commentary, the Kabbalists ask, what do you mean walking? Walking with the right leg of Nisan, of the month of Aries, of the month of Passover, of the month of Miracle, together with the left leg that help you to walk toward your purpose in life. If lately you start asking yourself, what's my purpose? Where's my soulmate? I have too many doubts. I don't know what to do with my life. You got to start moving your body, not just physically. I don't need to convince people to go to the gym. Everybody going to the gym. You ever went to that street, what do you call it? Wilshire and Westwood. There is a gym on Wilshire. You know that gym? I don't know the name. What do I know about name? But it's like big last thing. Everybody's running. You know what I'm talking about? Nobody knows what's going on. It's happening. And then they turn right. They're getting off. After 2 hours, they're turning right. They're going westward to Whole Food, right? And everybody going with some green. Bless you. Some green, vegetable, parsley, things, coconut juice. Blah, blah, blah. After 20 years, same situation. I work with professional athletes for a few years, okay? It was the best. The best. I mean, the best thing was it helped me lose weight. But the funny part, I remember when I walk into that, I didn't know what I was hiring for. So I'm walking in, the belly was 65 pounds more. So it was professional athlete gym. I didn't know there is such a thing. So I'm walking in, and I see everybody, you know, seriously, like it's a serious bodybuilder there. And I'm looking to the owner and say, okay, what are we doing here? What exactly are we doing? And they, I don't know how to describe to you the atmosphere. The atmosphere, there is a turkey breast, not turkey, in the kitchen, few of them. And from time to time after the lift weight, there is a knife. See, that's the cutting the thing, and they eat. This is all day long. You don't believe me, right? They dry the body, so the muscle will appear more beautiful. You don't know what I'm talking about? Yeah, you heard about it? Bodybuilder, strong people, famous people, a lot of famous people there. So I will start coaching them, you know, about the business, and I find myself, they coaching me about the body. They finished me, basically. They finished me. My God, I didn't even know what I was going into, like what God planned for me. But then I found myself running around the neighborhood. I said, man, I come here to coach you, and I don't know, why am I doing that? So you need it. You want to coach us, you got to look better, and then we listen to you. The reason I'm telling you that, we don't need to convince people about the body. Everybody wants a six-pack, right? As my daughter tells me, Abba, you have a six-pack, it just covers a little bit, right? So the idea is we all have potential inside with the soul, but we don't believe it's covered, and we don't do nothing about it. We are waiting for something to happen. You can wait for something to happen. You got to do something about it, especially in the month of Gemini. What are you going to do different? How far are you going to go to discover yourself? How far? And if you're not going to go far enough, it's not going to get far enough. Now, do you believe that you have something about you that need to be revealed? Or you sitting here and you're going to say, I think I heard it before. I think I heard another motivational speaker say it. And then when people agree with me, it's the worst thing. Because what happened to them, there's like a bubble there. Say, oh my God, he's so right. And then they're gone. They don't even listen to me after that. But the point is not to agree with me. What are you going to do after you leave this brown door? 8:15. Think about tonight. 8:15. What's going to change? Which phone call are you going to do? What text message? Are you going to say goodbye to a few people on Facebook? No more. That's a suck my energy. Goodbye. Are you going to make some move? Are you going to show that you are now standing up for yourself? Are you going to stand there? I think they're nice people. What is the worst trait of Gemini? Doubts. How do we know that? What happened on Mount Sinai? Six hours before Moses came from the mountain, they built something called the golden calf. Why? Doubts. So Gemini is the most powerful energy from all the signs. Nothing is more powerful than Gemini. But it has the most dangerous trait that's called self-doubts. Self-doubt is a killer in this month. If you self-doubt yourself, you killed yourself. Self-doubt is ego. Self-doubt is selfishness. Self-doubt is put the responsibility in somebody else's hands. That's what self-doubt is. You take responsibility. You're sure about yourself. You accept who you are. And you don't care if people accept you or not. There's no time for that. There is no time for self-doubt. You are Resh and Zayin. Resh and Zayin, the letter is Resh and Zayin mean Raz. Raz mean secret. You reveal your secret. You reveal who you are. Uriel, what is the word Uriel? The angel. Or mean light. You are the light. You take Or in Gematria. You take the word Or, which means light. It's the same letter as Resh and Zayin, light. So you have to find who you are and start having certainty. There is no time to criticize yourself. You want to criticize yourself? Wait 30 days. 30 days, you get to the month of cancer, everybody hate themselves. In the month of cancer, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Don't get insulted. I gave a lecture on cancer, and I said, well, the month of cancer is something, it's coming, it's a little bit sad. You know, people can be very sensitive in this month. And it was one gentleman there at the end of the lecture. He came to me, he was about 68 years old. He said to me, you know, everything you say is so right. I'm 68 years old. And it's very tough, you know, being a cancer. You know, you can fall into depression, sadness, ups and downs, moody. And I say, yes, that's what we should expect the next month. We have to have tools how to overcome it. He said, can you imagine I have to live like this for all year? You know what I'm saying? Like, he's the sign of cancer. So the month of Gemini, we have to practice braveness. We have to practice initiation. We cannot be vague. Gemini can be very vague to move to the next thing before they finish what they start. He can't do that. Why are you moving to the next thing? Do you even know? Is Gemini even know why they're moving to the next thing? Do you know? Somebody have the answer? Why they move to the future? Because they're afraid of the present. They can't live in the moment. They have an issue with the now. So what they do, they jump to the tomorrow. What about now? They put their head in the sand and let the storm pass. And then tomorrow will be a better day. But let me tell you, tomorrow is not going to be a better day if you didn't plant the seed today. You got to do something about your life in the month of Gemini. So you make the list of all the doubts you have, all the fear that you have. And start saying to yourself, I am capable. I'm accepting myself. I approve of myself. I validate myself. And I'm not going to self-doubt myself if it's right or wrong. There's no time for that. You make a decision. You go to the restaurant. You choose something on the menu and that's it. Well, maybe there's something better. Then you choose something on the menu. Then the waiters come. So we have special. Oh, special? What? No, don't do that. Go for it. If you go for it every time and build a strong foundation of certainty, even if the choice of the waiters is better than what you choose, it will not turn to become good eventually. Do you understand how deep it goes? I want you to understand. And it's for Gemini for the whole year, but for us it's for the 1 month. When you make a decision, make a decision. Many Gemini, you know, in my time coaching people, many Gemini have an issue either in their marriage or to get married. They're not sure. Not only they're not sure they are with the right person, they're also not sure that the person is, they are good for the person. Do you understand what I just say? They're not sure both ways. They start to say, I'm not, they call me and they cry, I'm not sure I'm good for him. I'm not sure I'm good for him. So how do you answer that? I'm not sure I am good for you. Let him call me. I don't think she's good for me. Why are you calling me? I'm not sure I'm good for him. How do you get out of it? Self-doubt. Self-doubt. A killer. A killer. A killer of all people. Don't self-doubt yourself. You make a decision, you make a wrong decision too. Go with it. Why? When you make a wrong decision, what you call a wrong decision, what happened with the golden calf? It was idol worshiping. What is idol worshiping? That you truly think that you make the true decision. The truth of the matter is you don't make no decision. You heard about something called God. I don't know if you believe in it. You heard about something called the Creator. I don't know if you believe in it. you heard about something that called the light. I don't know if you believe in it. This month, it's time for you to have certainty in a higher power. If you don't have certainty in a higher power, then I can't help you. I personally cannot convince you on that. It's up to you. If you believe there is a higher power, then your decision you made, even if it was a mistake, it will turn into the best thing from a higher power point of view. But if you manipulate the situation to change it so it will be the best for you, it will turn to be the best for you for now. Later on, it will be a terrible thing. You understand what I just said? It's very important. You got to start thinking with certainty in this month. 30 days of certainty. Certainty. Think about it like that. Think about it like that. You know, I was living in Boca for 10 years. Population of Boca is basically 86 years old. You learn a lot. I learn a lot from babies. I learn a lot from old people. I believe that one day this country needs one thing, to get all the old people brain and use them. They put the old people in the club and they play cards. They play bridge. You know what it is? It's like four people. That's what they do. Genius people. People who build Home Depot. I'm sitting with them, laughing with them. Genius brain. They gave me advice. They changed my life. But nobody listened to them. They're old. I wish, and they have nothing to do. They can give their time. If somebody will come up with a business idea, collect all the old people in America, sit with them, let them write books, let them talk, let them put video like me, they will be amazing. Business, life, everything. Genius. Now, so I'm sitting with them. And they talk about doctors. Usually when you teach old people, you have to talk about health and sex. Seriously, when you train to public speaking, they tell you above age 75, you have to tell jokes about sex and health. That's what you normally get the people to listen to you. Once you say that, they don't care what you say after, they will listen to you. Below that is different type of jokes. So they tell you, they train you. You have to be trained by kids like 3 to 7. That's high training. And then they train you from 70 and up because those people don't care. You know, so if you're able to get them to listen to you, you pass a lot of tests. So they talk to me about their doctors. One go to heart doctor, one go to stomach, one go to this, leg, the ankle, the hurt. Their wife fell from the stairs, broke the hip, what to do. You know, doctors, and more doctors. But they told me something wise. Look what they say. Say, before they went to the doctor, they had a lot of fear and doubts. While they are in the office of the doctor, and the doctor start making that voice, you know when they make, they don't say anything. That's a panic, like, what's happening? Well, this is like 60% you're dying, right? Once the word well come first, 60%, you already like have to buy a plaque in the cemetery. Well, that's how they think. They're very funny, the way you sit with them, they're the best. Tell jokes and they talk about it. And they say, well, we sit, and when they talk to each other, it's funny to listen to them. And then they say there is the procedure. Whatever procedure, one has to fix the hip, one has to say, different. And they say the procedure sometimes is painful, sometimes it's not painful. And then after the procedure, you're happy. And they took all of it and they described to me life. So beautiful. Say, before you deal with something, you have doubts. You're not sure, you're uncertain. You're self-doubting yourself, you're self-doubting the person who is with you, you're self-doubting the doctor, you're self-doubting everything. While you're there, don't know. You self-doubt the doctor, you self-doubt your partner, you self-doubt the love life. So everything is the doubts, everything. When it's over, you actually look at it like, wow, that was a good idea to come here today. I have clarity, I know what's going on, I know what to do. So the Bnei Sassachar is right to us that we need to raise our consciousness into discovering the certainty from within. We cannot live our life with doubts, specifically this month. There is more point I don't want to share with you. What's with the noise? Is it a motorcycle?
The brass.
The what? Brass. Oh, okay. So if we take now the sign of this month, it's called Tehomim. Tehomim means twin. When you call a twin, the Kabbalists, Bnei Sassachar, write to us Because in this month, you can become the twin of God. You can have an affinity with God. In this month, you can tap into the unity, being with the Creator, and into a unity to be with another person. Of course, you're asking, what do we need to do about it? What do we need to do about it? So it say, if you take the word Tomim, the way it's written in the Bible, okay, it will be the same gematria, the same number as the word Malchut, which means manifestation. So in this month, if you want to tap into the idea of becoming affinity with the Creator, affinity with another human being, you must manifest yourself. Gemini not always manifest themselves. They are potentially great. Gemini know a lot about everything. Gemini know a little bit about everything. If you want to talk to Gemini, they will tell you about everything. You ask about everything, they know the beginning of the conversation. They read the beginning of every book existing in this world. They start every hobby, never finish. Everything. So they know about everything, about they know a little bit about everything. So it's so much fun to talk to them. But it will not last. So you can talk to them about one thing, and then they know how to start baking, but they don't know how it's finished. They know how the movie starts, but they fall asleep in the middle. Why? Because there is no manifestation. Malchut is missing. And in this month, without Malchut, without bringing it to the bottom line, what do you have? You have nothing. So this month, you focus on the fruit, not on the seed. In the month of Aries, the seed. The month of Gemini, manifestation. That's why Gemini and Aries usually are very good together, by the way, for business, for partnership. Very good, because Aries and Gemini, either they drive each other crazy, but if they come to, let's say, a person like me, coaching them how to work together, the best partner. Why? Because one, come up with the idea, he's starting the seed and giving it to the Gemini, come with the communication, and together they will be manifest. The only problem, without my help, that can happen, they both will live in potential, because they both like to start. Nobody like to finish something. You know, Gemini like to start, Aries like to chant, and they're both running everywhere and being happy, but nothing happened. A lot of movement, but nothing happened. They're going fast to nowhere. You know what I'm talking about? So this month, you cannot go fast to nowhere. Walking is important in this month. Sport, walking, physical walking. Walk outside for 30 days. 30 days, every day, at least 20 minutes walk. Walk. Because remember, right leg, Aries, left leg, Gemini. You walk, let the universe love you. You love the universe. Allowed God to love you, you love God. Affinity with the Creator. Affinity. Affinity, when you become one, you become Tomim. Now, I'm going to make sure I share with you everything. Yeah. Now, what is the right leg and the left leg represent? The right leg represents mercy and love, and the left leg represent more what we call, I don't want to call it fear, but more an awakening from our side. So because the right leg, Kabbalistically, is controlled by Nisan, it represents all the love and the mercy of the Creator toward us. The left leg, it's what we do toward what we have. Meaning what? Meaning that you have to take action. You must take action this month. You don't take action this month, you're wasting 30 days. Remember, every day, you're not resting. You're not resting. There is no rest in this month. There's no rest. Don't dare to rest. Don't dare to rest. You're working all the time. If it's business, you're working 30 days. If it's relationship, you're working 30 days. Effort. Don't worry just about like, well, I tried. No, you close the deal. Be aggressive. Let people don't like you. Let people don't like you. I'm happy. If you will have people don't like you, it's great. I tell you why. The month of Gemini has a gift. You want to know the gift of Gemini? Clarity. You're going to discover the liar, the cheater, the fake friend you have. They're all going to come into the surface. But if you don't push them, they will never be found. because you don't push. But when you push, you know what's coming back. You gotta push. Push! What are you afraid to be disappointed? What are you afraid of? They're gonna tell you no? It's better you hear the no now and you think you have 5,000 friends on your Facebook and you're gonna find out you have actually 12. You wanna keep it like the 4,800 or whatever it is so you look good? That's approval. That's exception. That's to be accepted by others. That's all what you're doing it for. Or you're gonna do the real thing. Who's my real person? Who is the real person in my life? I wanna know who should I be with. Now you don't. I wanna know if I should invest money in this project. Go and find out. You gotta be clear and aggressive. Okay, leave nothing to imagination. Those of you who will be aggressive this month will get the result of money, will get the result of relationship, will get the result of health, will get everything. You wanna get clarity about everything. Nothing should be in the cloud. Everything transparent. God is available for you. The angels are available for you. The letters that will help you. Everything is there for you. And remember, take charge. Wake yourself up. Get excited about everything. When you're getting out of the house, say, I'm going to reveal something today. I'm going to do something today. And that's what you're going to do. Because there is no joking around here. This month, it will not be merciful on you. Always remember, the Torah was given on the 6 days of this month. 6 days of this month. That's why here, we're going to meet here Tuesday. Stay awake all night, receiving that light. And I'm going to explain what we're there, how to do it, all the meditation, all the secret meditation. But remember, this month's representing it. What does that mean? It means that you are actually receiving everything if you do the work. That's why it doesn't call a receiving of the Torah. It's called Matan Torah. Matan means the gift of the Torah. It's not called receiving the gift of the Torah, meaning that God is giving it to you. It doesn't mean you will receive it. Who's going to receive it? The left leg. What does the left leg represent? Initiation, awakening, something you got to do, action, talk, do, make the phone call. I don't think I want you as a friend in my life anymore. Thank you. Have a good life. No fear. No fear. No doubts. No waiting for something to happen. Nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. It's not Aries. Aries happened by itself. The month of Aries. Nisan. What does Nisan stand for? Nes. Nes means miracle. Gemini is not. No. Gemini is telling you, I rewarded the one who's brave. I rewarded the one who made the first phone call. I rewarded the one who say no to the people who are not good for them. I rewarded the one who put boundary to say enough is enough. You will be rewarded if you will be able to initiate a phone call, a Facebook message, a Twitter, say enough is enough. No more abuse. No more that you will tell me what's wrong. No more that you will tell me I'm no good. That's a secret of this month. And you have it in you. It's a gift. It's starting. You see, the star will come out in the 825. Once it starts coming 825, It's on. The energy starts shifting. It's actually begin because it's go by the time of Israel. So it's already Gemini there. So it's Gemini here. Whatever you want, remember. Have some guts. 2017 Gemini. We're going to do a meditation together in a second. And you're going to go for it. You're going to go for it. And some people will not like you. Thank God. Yes. Yes. Talk to each other. I just found another enemy in my life. Somebody who hate me. Why they hate you? They don't like the way you speak. Good. Good. They never like you, actually. You think they like you before? They never like you. What do you think? Because of your voice now, they don't like you? What is that? They never like you. But now they discover themselves that they don't like you. Right? Somebody wake up in the morning and said, Eliyahu, listen, I think I'm getting a divorce. I said, what happened? Said, my wife's nose is too big. Said, how long you've been married? 14 years. Said, well, the nose grew? What happened? He said, no, she lost a lot of weight and now I can see the nose. It's a true story. I said, did the nose bother you in the wedding? He said, no, but lately I'm looking at the true case. at the picture of the wedding, and I actually find out she really have a big nose. It's conversation with me. Can believe it, on the phone. I said, I don't fully get it. He said, you want me to send you the picture of my wife? I said, no, I don't want you to send the picture of my wife. I think we have to talk about something else. It's not the nose. I say, where was she when you look at the nose? They said she was sleeping, and I was looking at her nose. And then I get angry, and then I felt I wasted my life. He's a Gemini. So. The doubts. Make initiation. You don't want to be with her. He have doubts from the half an hour after he put the ring, he has doubts. You understand what I'm saying? No, it's coming out. I think it's the nose. It's the half an hour before the wedding. It's, I'm like, I'm not sure. You have five kids. What are you doing there? Well, I was thinking the whole time if it's for me. That's a little slow, no? What is it, 14, 15? I mean, well, did you talk about it? No, I'm talking to you. This month, you're not thinking about things. You pick up the phone, say goodbye to somebody who abused you. You say enough to somebody that doesn't benefit you. You are just goodbye. Goodbye. Shalom. Have a good day. Have a good life. Facebook person is not for you. Don't collect them. This is not baseball card. Goodbye. Goodbye. Not for me. Goodbye. And it's not from a selfish point of view. You have to see if there is real friendship there. If there is something real. Then once you clear your list, you allow real things to come into your life. Real. So you get rid of the egel, you get rid of the golden calf. So then the real Torah on Mount Sinai come to you. That's what the months represent. So that's why on Tuesday we're staying awake because the heaven is open and whatever you want to ask happen. But many people come, I see many people in my life who do Shavuot, and all what they do is the coffee. I brought coffee, I brought energy drink, I brought B12, I brought B6, and I brought pills. And I'm going to stay awake. Why are you even staying awake? I don't know. So the teacher says, stay awake. Really? That's the purpose? So stay awake on Wednesday. What's the difference? There's an opening. Awake not just the physical body, you awake the soul. Everything is available. But do something with your life. Do something. Do not wait on this month. Please, don't disappoint your soul. This is it. From this moment on, 30 days, you're going to go 100% capability of your soul. You're not going 80, you don't go in 60, you don't go in 20. You go 100. 100. You're not going off, nothing. I once get a gift to go with the NASCAR driver. Scary, don't do that. Don't ever do that. I thought it's a gift, but it wasn't, in a car. So the problem with those drivers, they don't actually stop. They don't. Basically, it's not funny. It's not funny at all. For me, it was like, you're not in control. I'm Scorpio. I'm sitting there. So what are we doing? So, well, we're driving around. You like it? Not sure I like it. Not sure I like it, but I have to show example for all my students who are watching me, so I'm going to do that. Nightmare. Nightmare of my life. For me. For Gemini, I'm sure we'll be happy, right? My wife is Gemini. She want to jump from an airplane. I told her maybe next lifetime we'll be a birds. You know, so I'm sitting next to the driver. My God, they don't know how to use the brake. They use the stick shift to slow it down a little bit, but it's not funny. It's not can breathe. And from 0 to 80, it's no time. It's like second, and the engine scream, and that's not good. And I try to look like spiritual kind of guru, and here explosion, but on the face. Ah, very nice. Like, this is the body divided to two. This is already out of the car, and this is just to show, like, I'm not afraid. I remember that. Very nice. Unbelievable. Wow. When I said, maybe we should go back. I think my student looking for me. No, I like it, but. So, we need to be like that driver. You understand now where I'm going with that? We need to be like that driver. There's no stop. You're going forward, you're don't looking back. Don't look back. More manifestation. Foundation and fast. Don't go fast like Gemini and accomplish nothing. Fast and accomplish. Finish what you start. You start something, finish it. Don't leave something in the middle and say, oh my God, somebody's on the phone. No, no, no. No phone. What are you doing now? Finish it, then move to the phone. But in the same time, you accomplish things, but fast. Okay, you understand, because I don't want you to get confused. Gemini might get confused. Should I go fast or should I accomplish? You do both. 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 And do yourself a favor. Tonight already, go to your Facebook page. Let go of 10 people. Let go. Say goodbye to 10 people. If all what you have is 10, then maybe you shouldn't do that. All right, let's go to a short meditation. I have the music here. And I'm going to do it from here. Okay. A second. I'm there with you. Oh, it play here. No, no. Oh, you touched it. Huh? Was it on? Don't doubt yourself. Okay, maybe we can do something about the light. If I turn off the light, the camera will still be okay? Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe not. Leave it. Leave it. I saw his face is already giving me like, I'm not sure about it. All right, so everybody, please sit comfortable. Make sure you don't cross your legs and arm. The reason we don't cross leg and arm, if you want to know, is because this is energy field. So when you do that like that, you're allowed to do it, by the way, if you feel comfortable with that. Some people do it like that. Some people do it like that if you know how to do a different thing or that or this. There's different levels. But if you want to feel simple level, don't cross arm and leg. If you want simple level, make sure your entire feet touch the floor. Your entire feet, balchut. Okay? You're allowed to take off shoes if it makes you more comfortable. The feet have to touch the floor, okay? Make sure your hand touching the knee, okay? The knee, yes, yes, yes. Or like this, whatever you want. And those of you who are able, like a yoga thing, make sure your shoulders drop back. I know it's hard. Not everybody can do that. So it's hand and going back. And then you focus around the belly button. That's an area of breathing. If you can breathe and hold it for about 10 seconds and then let it out. See if you can do that. Okay, we're going to practice a little bit. Take it in. Hold it a little bit. Let it out. When you let it out, don't breathe right away. Wait. And then breathe again. Focus on your breathing. The reason you want to focus on your breathing, because your breathing is basically what controls the mass of Gemini specifically, Avir. It's the sign of air, so it's all controlled by what you're breathing. And you don't want the breathing controlling you, you want to control your breathing. So please practice at least 10 times until you feel that your shoulders dropping down. That's how you know. Your shoulders start to fall down. That's the first sign of improvement. Focus, slowly, slowly. Good. Good, the energy is shifting, slowly, slowly, wait. There is some time, give yourself time. Inhale, deep as you can. Hold it. Hold it. Very good. Exhale. Everything. Hold it. Don't breathe right away. Count to five. And inhale as deep as you can. And then hold it. Keep the shoulders down. Shoulders always down. Don't breathe. Shoulders has to stay as down as you can. Okay? Good. Are we ready? Are we ready? Now I want you to imagine yourself in a place where you feel safe. It can be a river, ocean, place with water. Good. 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 See yourself there. Make sure that the place brings a smile on your face. Smile. The muscles open up in the face as you smile. Good. I want you now to invite your twin soul. Your twin soul can be you, can be somebody you love, can be somebody who related to you, somebody who helping you, somebody you helping. invite them to your arena, to your place. Invite them. That's your twin soul. They will be with you for the rest of the month. Appreciate them. Thank them for that. Now, slowly, slowly, with a lot of respect, a lot of love, you want to invite the angel Uriel. Beg the angel Uriel to come into your life. Master Uriel, please join my month. I need you. I'm begging you. I need you, Uriel. I need you. I'm open. I'm open to listen. I'm open to make a shift. I'm open to make a difference in my life. I'm brave. And if I'm not, please make me brave. Please help me to be brave. I know I can do it with your help, Uriel. Please help me. Please help me. With the letter Resh and Zayin, Resh for Mercury, Zayin for Gemini, I know you can guide me. I know you can help me. So please, Uriel, help me. As you say those words, I want you to see your twin souls and you back to back. And as you turning back to back, I want you to see two of you become one person, one powerful person. Above you, the letters are flying. The color is white and purple, just above your head. There's almost like a silver crown with a beautiful diamond and amethyst above that crown. The shine light on your head. Put some blue color, dark blue around your eyes and around your nose. Turning into a light blue as it's getting closer to the neck. Into a green as it's touching your heart. Into a yellowish as it's going down. Into an orange and into red. And you feel how those colors keep changing from above to below, from below to above. And now, I want you to walk. And you're going to walk far. You're going to walk so far from that place where you feel safe. Into a place which is either ocean or a sea. A place that you can walk on the beach. And I want you to see yourself holding a stick in your right hand or in your left hand. And I want you to write on the sand something that you're not there to do, something you're afraid of. Please write it down so you can see it. Write it strong. The angel Uriel flying above you, helping you, loving you. Feel the love, feel the blessing, feel the healing. Accept the love of Uriel. Accept the love of your twin soul. Accept the life of the Creator. And now look what you wrote down. Your fear is not looking anymore as bad as it looked before. You want to receive the help to overcome it. So you're opening your hand for the help, you're opening your hand for the love, and you feel the wave of the wonderful ocean become stronger and wilder, but you're not afraid, you're powerful. You stand still, and the water keep washing your fear, what you wrote on the beach. It keep disappearing, another wave, and another wave, and slowly, slowly, there is no longer words that you wrote down on the beach. Inhale as deep as you can and exhale again. Thank the angel Uriel in your mind and say goodbye to Uriel, but say, please stay with me at least for 24 hours. Please come to visit me in my dream. Say thank you to the twin soul for being there for me and stay with me for the whole 30 days. I know you can be there for me. And then thank yourself. Thank yourself for being open to receive all this wonderful love. Thank yourself for all the blessing. I'm going to count from 10 to 1, and then I want you to open your eyes into a wonderful month. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Please open your eyes. Don't talk yet. Do not talk, at least for 1 minute. Let the energy shift into your soul. It would be a good idea to look at each other's eyes now without talking. Look at many people's eyes as you can. Exchange, because the eyes is a window to the soul. Exchange energy, do not talk. Exchange energy, look at each other's soul. And now it would be a good idea to go to each person in the room and wishing them a wonderful month, a Chodesh Tov, a good month. Chodesh Tov, everybody. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.